Good morning. That trough of low pressure that brought us the unsettled weather late in the weekend began to move out yesterday, and now it's continuing to lift off into the St. Lawrence Valley and push a cool front even further off the eastern seaboard. This is leaving the door open for a nice area of high pressure to build in, and that high pressure has already cleared out our skies, and most everyone is starting off with a clear sky and comfortable temperatures early this morning, mainly in the 50s. The humidity has dropped back as well, and it looks like we'll have a gorgeous day today with brilliant sunshine and temperatures up near that 80-degree mark. For tonight, clear and comfortable again as we drop back into the 50s, and with the high pressure center overhead tomorrow, more sunshine and low humidity with highs in the lower 80s. Another trough of low pressure will begin to dive into the Great Lakes tomorrow and move through our area on Thursday. This will bring an increase in cloud cover, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more likely as we get deeper into the afternoon and through the evening. Temperatures on Thursday again will be in the lower 80s. Some leftover showers, maybe a thunderstorm behind this system on Friday in the lower 80s, and then another reinforcing trough of low pressure will dive in for the weekend. This one will bring us scattered showers for both Saturday and Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the 70s. We'll dry it out on Monday with partly sunny skies and highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northern plains. An upper-level ridge will build northward across the Intermountain West today as a trough moves eastward across the northern high plains. At the surface, a low will deepen and move southeastward into southwestern South Dakota as a cold front advances across the northern high plains. Dew points will be in the mid to upper 50s, moderate instability, and 50 knots of deep layer shear may support supercell development if cells can predominantly remain discrete. Strong shear and steep lapse rates should be favorable for large hail with the more dominant cells, although damaging wind gusts are also possible. And the remnants of Dorian are producing a small but concentrated area of showers and thunderstorms about 150 miles east of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Upper-level winds are not expected to be conducive for regeneration to occur during the next couple of days as the disturbance moves west-northwestward to westward at about 15 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Grande Prairie, Alberta, Canada at 2:07 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Thompson Weather Office in Manitoba, Canada at 8:08 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog, 43 degrees, and a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 53, 87% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Borrejo and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 29 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower to mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low, 62. The average temperature, 72. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 5.39 inches for the month, which is 1.53 inches above normal. And 28.81 inches for the year, which is 6.38 inches above normal. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 344, and 536 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 100, set in 1933. And the record low, 44, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m. 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine and low humidity in the lower 80s. Starts out dry Thursday, then increasing clouds, late day showers and thunderstorms likely into the evening in the lower 80s. More scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Friday, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, the risk of a few showers, highs in the middle to upper 70s and upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.